Coming up next week and running through November 6th, October 19th through November 6th, to be precise, Playmakers Repertory Company is back on stage with a classic American play, The Crucible, by Arthur Miller. Great story about the Salem witch trials, of course, immediately relevant to the McCarthy era in the 1950s and certainly just as relevant today. It opens on October 19th. It runs through November 6th, and we are joined here in the studio by the director of the show, Desdemona Chang, and the two leads. Ariel Shafir stars as John Proctor, and Sarita Okone stars as Elizabeth Proctor. Thank you all so much for being here today.
Thank you.
So, Desdemona, let me start with you. Why The Crucible? I know how relevant it is for, you know, just any charged political climate, obviously, but what was it about this show that inspired you to choose it?
Well, this show was actually produced at Playmakers 40 years ago in their first season in 1976. So as part of the 40th anniversary season, Vivian Benesch thought it would be a great idea, and also because it's so timely, to re-engage this play with the Playmakers audience.
All right. So, Sarita and Ariel, you're on stage at Playmakers for the first time, right?
All yes.
Right. So, what is it for you to be a part of this show, Ariel?
To be a part of it?
To be a part of this show, yeah.
It's a tremendous honor. I mean, Arthur Miller is one of the greatest American playwrights, and to tackle this role in this environment with these amazing artists, I take as a tremendous blessing and an honor.
Sarita?
Oh, it's just, I would also have to say the same. I agree that this is such a timely piece. And to be here as a guest artist and to collaborate, I mean, it's a wonderful situation and environment in terms of the faculty and the students. A place of learning. So we're learning from each other while also engaging in this professional process. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Desdemona, tell us about the rest of the cast.
Oh boy, it is a full company. We have company members, Jeff Cornell, Dave Adamson, Ray Dooley, Julia Gibson, and Kathy Williams in the production, as well as I think pretty much our entire graduate classes, save for a couple of students who are in Detroit 67. So it's a pretty full company. It's a cast of, I think, 19, I want to say.
Wow. Yeah. And rehearsals have been going on. You're starting Tech Week tonight, right?
We start Tech tonight. We've been going since the 23rd, I think, of September. It's been almost a solid month. It's been going well. You know, it's a huge play. It's one of the, you know, what I call it, one of the keystones of the American theater. And so there's been a lot of challenges and delights along the way.
Here with, you just heard from Desdemona Chang. She's the director. Sarita Okone and Ariel Shafir play Elizabeth and John Proctor in The Crucible. Again, it opens on October 19th. That's next week, Wednesday, and runs through November 6th at Playmakers Repertory Company. PlaymakersRep.org is the website if you want more information. And Desdemona, for people who have been to Playmakers before, they have never seen a show like The Crucible staged in this way at Playmakers, because you're doing it in the round for the first time ever, right?
As far as I understand it, yeah. Folks who have been here for decades tell me, we've never done a show on the round before at Playmakers.
So what does that entail to stage?
Yeah, you know, one of the tricks to staging the round is you just want to keep folks moving. You know, we had a patron kind of, I guess, jokingly asked, well, what about the folks sitting on the fourth bank? We'll just never see their faces. I said, don't worry.
They're not all going to be facing in the same direction the
right,
entire time.
Right, you're definitely going to see their faces. I think something about this production, that it's so deeply knit to community, that it's a shared experience. It's important for people to be able to, you know, I think Ariel has mentioned before that it's, you know, valuable for audiences to see each other, to see the play through our fellow audience members. But there really is no way you can get away from the fact that this is about us right now, today, in this place and time.
And back to Ariel and Sarita, this is a play that is more than 50 years old, about something that happened centuries ago. It's an easy question, really, but how do you make it relevant for today? What is it that inspires you to get on stage and play John and Elizabeth about what's going on in the world today?
Well, I think in terms of portraying Elizabeth, you know, I've done a lot of research and as far as like some of the analysis and like essays that have been written about her. And I think it's too easy of a pass to call her like this cold woman. I think for me and its relevance to today in 2016, I'm examining the roles between gender. I'm examining also the human just qualities and essence of how we move in the world. And I think given the circumstances that she's confronted with, I still want to show kind of a sense of integrity and courage in some of her text where she is coming forward and speaking up about a situation that has created some dire circumstances. And so I think I'm just trying to bring the humanness to her. And as every day goes by with the current election and what we're hearing in the media and whatnot, you cannot ignore some of the gender arguments and things that are being put in play right now. So I'm looking at
that. What do you mean
by
how you move in the world?
I'm looking at, as humans, I mean, we're all deeply flawed. And there's that vulnerability that comes forward. And I believe that the Elizabeth that was written back in like 1692 to today, I think is relevant as far as how silence can be can hold a big stake in such a piece. And so I'm just looking at her humanness and ways, the complexities of all of her and how that can resonate with audiences.
Ariel, how do you approach John?
Well, The Crucible its literal meaning is it's a container for melting down precious metal, something so hot and contained and compressed that it can melt down the strongest of alloys. But it also means a test. And so John Proctor is tested. And I think that we all are faced with the gap between who we think we are, what we think we believe, and what you actually have to do to protect those ethics and principles. And that costs us something. And I think we always are making those assessments of what are you gonna really put on the line? What are you really gonna pay to step up for these things that you say you believe? And I think he's forced to that position in a way that most people aren't.
Well, again, we're speaking with Ariel Shafir, Sarita Okon, and Desdemona Chang. The Crucible opens on October 19th and runs through November 6th at Playmakers Repertory Company. And before we let you go, can we get a scene from The Crucible? I see a script, so so set this up. What are we about to hear?
You want to set it up, Desi?
Sure. This is a scene at the beginning of Arthur Miller's Act 2, which will be our Act 1 in our production. It's the beginning of the rumors around town, around witchcraft, and John has been out in the field, in the farm, you know, planting seeds all day. He hasn't heard anything. He comes home, and this is where Elizabeth essentially tells him what's going on around town.
All right, this is The Crucible. Take it away.
I think you're sad again, are you?
You come so late. I thought you'd gone to Salem this afternoon.
Why? I have no business in Salem.
You did speak of going earlier this week.
I thought better of it since.
Mary Warren's there today.
Well, why'd you let her? You heard me for better go to Salem anymore.
I couldn't stop her.
Well, it is a fault. It is a fault, Elizabeth. You're the mistress here, not Mary Warren.
She frightened all my strength away.
How may that mouse frighten you, Elizabeth? You...
It is a mouse no more. I forbid her go, and she raises up her chin like the daughter of a prince and says to me, I must go to Salem, Goody Proctor. I am an official of the court.
Court? What court?
Aye, it is a proper court they have now. They've sent four judges out of Boston, weighty magistrates of the general court, and at the head sits the deputy governor of the province.
Why, she's mad.
Would to God she were. There'll be 14 people in the jail now, she says, and they'll be tried. And the court have the power to hang him too, she says.
Nah, they'd never hang.
The court, the deputy governor promised hanging if they'll not confess, John. I think the town's gone wild. She speak of Abigail, and I thought she were a saint to hear her. Abigail brings the other girls into the court, and where she walks, the crowd will part like the sea for Israel. and folks are brought before them, and if they scream and howl and fall to the floor, well, the person's clapped in jail for bewitching them.
Oh, it is black mischief.
I think you must go to Salem, John. I think so. You must tell them it is a fraud.
Yeah, it is. It is, surely.
Let you go to Ezekiel Cheever. He knows you well. And tell him what she said to you last week in her uncle's house. She said it had not to do with witchcraft, did she not?
Aye, she did. She did.
God forbid you keep that from the court, John. I think they must be told.
Yeah, they must. They must. It is a wonder they do believe her.
I would go to Salem now, John. Let you go tonight.
I don't think on it.
You cannot keep it, John.
No, I know I cannot keep it. I say I'll think on it.
Good. Then let you think on it.
That was The Crucible. Again, Ariel Shafir and Sarita O'Cohn as John and Elizabeth Proctor. That was great. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
you.
So,
before we let you go, I always end every interview with this question. I don't want you to spoil your favorite moment in the show, but what's your second favorite moment in the show?
There are some amazing technical design elements in the show that I think people will have not seen before. And so it will truly be, a spectacle, an event on top of sort of the topics we discussed today.
Sarita?
Another aspect of the show. I love the girls. Oh my gosh, our young girls that are playing Mercy Lewis, Abigail Williams, Betty. They're gems, and there's some beautiful humor also.
Desdemona, you get the last word.
No, I feel like I want a second. Because just took both of my answers. It took my second and my third favorite things. But yeah, there's some wonderful. I'm really excited about the sound design by Eric Collins. There's something really thrilling about The Crucible being a play about politics, at the same time a play about feelings and emotions. It's a bit of a horror story, I think. So I'm looking forward to that.
It opens on Wednesday, October 19th. It runs through November 6th. PlaymakersRep.org is the website. Go there, get ticket information about related events, and everything you need to know about the show. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.